dry in 10 days? On paper, the Royal Irrigation Department's drainage plan sounds simple. It will take 10 days to drain the bulk of the northern runoff into the sea. You can do the calculations yourself. The Flood Relief Operation Command yesterday estimated that about 9.9 billion cubic meters of northern runoff had been drained to the sea in the east and west of Bangkok, and there remained about 5.5 billion cubic meters. At a rate of 550 million cubic meters a day of drainage capacity, the water volume should be drained in 10 days. The 10-day window is important because, starting today, the tides will begin to fall before rising again on November 10th and peaking on November 13th. Deputy Bangkok Governor Thirichorn Manomaypaibun yesterday had some good news, which indicates the plan might work. He said the water level in Klong 2 had stabilized and was likely to fall after the sluice gates at Klong 9 through 13 in Nongjaw had been dismantled. The RID has installed more water pumps at Klong 13 to drain water to the Bangkapong River. He now estimates there's an 80% chance that about 20 districts of Bangkok will be spared from the deluge. Former Bangkok Governor Pichit Ratakun said yesterday City Hall workers are racing to build a flood wall at Klong Dam Sluice Gate, where Prohoyotin meets Klong Rangsit, using filled sandbags weighing about 1.5 tons each. The 4-kilometer levee is intended to stem the flow of the northern runoff on Weipawi Rangsit and Prohoyotin roads in the capital. Construction is expected to be finished in the next few days. Meanwhile, residents of Bang Lane District in Nakhon Pathom are wishing the authorities would speed up the drainage efforts. They have been warned to evacuate within 48 hours when the district is expected to be completely flooded.